Morning. Carrying on our learning of Chofetz Chaim, L'schus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dovben Chayla, L'schus Shor Chol Yisrael. We mentioned on Friday that when one speaks Lashon Hara about the spiritual failings of someone else, that Lashon Hara is most intense and righteously indignant. Unfortunately, to many people, there's nothing more self-satisfying than identifying and disapproving of someone else's deficiencies. For example, that Plony doesn't help his parents, or he doesn't learn with his children, or doesn't do some mitzvah that the speaker happens to observe carefully. Yanki has written his own examples in the margin, which I'm going to use as well. For example, Plony has no chavrusas, either because he doesn't want, or because people don't want to learn with him for whatever reason. Or a gvir doesn't give maisa, doesn't give enough. Do you? That's all right. Yanki writes, not my words, Yanki's wrote. Plony only learns 1 hour a day. He buys meat from X. I'd have expected a higher standard from him. We mentioned Reb Shimper of Full Hirsch commented on the common urge to speak Lashon Hara about the fellow Jews' laxity in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Our neshama is striving higher. If a person is involved in Torah Mitzvahs, he is growing spiritually and the neshama is happy. But if a person is lazy and his actions are not helping his neshama to move upwards, then he feels inner discontent. He seeks to satisfy this discontent by appearing to grow spiritually. How does he accomplish this? By making everyone around him appear smaller. His subliminal thinking goes something like this. If my fellow Jew doesn't give enough tzedakah or do some other mitzvah that I am careful to do, then by focusing on his deficiencies, I will feel as if I am higher. Again, Yanki has written a few notes. So a person can then feel he's taken the moral high ground, he feels he's more honest, more transparent, he pays all his taxes, he gives his annual donation to Gated Yeshiva, and feels a better person than the more orthodox or other titles of people around him. Interestingly, on this point, when we talk about judging other people, now we have a klal, kol ha-poisel b'mumma poisel. A person who invalidates another person actually invalidates himself. Or as it said in English, a pot calling the kettle black. Often when one criticizes other people on a certain fault, the speaker is actually criticizing himself because he has the same fault. But due to a blind spot or self auto-justification or rationalization, he can't see that fault in himself. Carry on tomorrow on this, Emir Tashem. Start today the Torah in Northwest London, Sunday, Kof Aleph Adar Sheni, 31st of March, Dain Yom Tov Zanga Shlita, Hilchos Pesach. This week's Torah is responsible to the Refuah Shleima L'Chele Irenu, B'Sog Sh'or Chele Yisrael, L'Schus HaShvim V'Chayelim V'Melchon Shechzu L'Votahem L'Shalom Bim Heiro.
The first sif in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, She'alim b'Hilchas Pesach, koidim l'Pesach shloishim yoim. That's the first sif. We have to be mekayim l'chol hapochus. Although the Mishnah Berurah says that today, noyagim lidroish b'Shabbos HaGodol, and he enumerates all the halochas which the Rav dash in Shabbos HaGodol. The question is, can one be yoitze with what the to mekayim t'dina de Gemara? To Dash and Hilches Pesach, says the Mishnah Berurah, but mikol mokoy mitzvah lekol echod lasek v'hilches Pesach shloishim yom koidim. It's a mitzvah each person should learn Hilches Pesach 30 days before, v'chein b'chag atzmen on Yom Tov itself. So I want to say a few halachas in Hilches Pesach and continue to an interesting shaila which I had a few years ago. First of all, the first Ramah in Hilches Pesach, Simen Tov Chof Tes, says, minig liknois Chitim lechalkon la'aniyim letzer Pesach. The minig is to what we call kimcha de pischa. And the halach is, depends if a person lives in the town, we're not going to who lives in the town, but la'maisa, a person who lives in the town, one has to pay for Kimcha de Pischa. The question is, what's this halacha for Pesach? What happened to Sukkos? There's also expenses on Sukkos. No less days, maybe more days in Sukkos than Pesach. Says the Sha'atzion in Sivkot and Vov, he explains, in Sivkot and Yud, says the Sha'atzion, ve'efshe de mishum ze tiknu, ve'pesach yoyse mishar agolim, she'uzman cherus, ve'yoyshvin mesubin, ve'kol echod hu ubeisoy beroyv simcha, everyone's besimcha. Ein ze kovet l'ashem, she'aniyim yu ozre evim utzmeim, that the aniyim who can't afford all the expenses for Pesach, I'm sitting, it's mamish zman cheruseinu, and they're all hungry. That's the reason why Pesach, there's a special reason why we should give them Kimcha de Pischa. And he adds another reason, says the Sha'atzion, the chometz ein rishoy lech, well, he can't buy chometz. Umatzah ein emotze kolkach. It's not so easy to get hold of matzah with all the kosher Pesach things. So therefore, the Sha'atzion says that's the reason why it's only Pesach. Says the Mishnah Brura, loshen chomur dike loshen. Says the Mishnah Brura, the hamishtamit. Elu hamishtamtim atzmom militin kemachaniyim, who doesn't go and pay kimcha de pischa, yesh oven biyodom. Oven biyodom, mamish chumre gedoylo. The question is, today, so much so that the poskim deal, is this a choivo mamish? There used to be a mass, mamish, a fixed amount, which one has to give every single member of the community for kimcha de pischa. If it's a choiva, we've got a klal, I want to give it for Maisik Sofim. No problem, I've got Maisik Sofim. If it's a choiva, ein dovo shebe choiva bo elo min achulin. You can't go and give something which you chayev only from your private money, not from Maisik Sofim. For example, Hilchas Purim, we saw Matonis Lev Yoinim, the first Matonis Lev Yoinim, which is Mekayim the Mitzvah, has to be his private money. He wants to add on, he can give his own money. But he can give Maisik Sofim, but the initial money which he uses must be from his own money. If it's lo shebechoyva, then lechura, Rav Zsolti and many other poskim want to say you can't give my kimcha de pischa from my six sofim. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach, zechatzadik levrocha. No, today for whatever reason it is, we don't find, we haven't heard there is a kvias, there is a mass beloshen of the poskim, a mass mamash a mass. Which everybody has to give. If we don't find it, therefore it's not considered a choiva ad kedei kach, that one cannot pay for masik sofim. And again, that one has to give, one should give. But to say it's mamash a choiva ad kedei kach, you can't give masik sofim, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you can't give masik sofim lechatchila. The next simen in Shulchan Aruch, simen tof lamed aleph, zman bedikas chometz. Says the Mishnah Brura, something which maybe people are knowing, I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's maybe more applicable than here. I looked at what time nacht is, Bedikas Chometz, it's around 9 o'clock. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a bit earlier. The Mishnah Brura says that the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, Iker mitzvah lechatchile, kovu chazal, betchilas halaylo, val kein tzorich lehafsik, kidei sheyiskayim ha-mitzvah ketikuno. Says the Mishnah Brura, the mitzvah is not just to do bedikas chometz, beleil bedikas chometz. Mamish, the beginning of night, besides the shaila of Mari first or bedikas chometz first, but the beginning, one can't say I'm busy now doing something else, I'll do bedikas chometz 10 o'clock, I'll do 11 o'clock, I'll do bedikas chometz. Says the Mishnah Brura, no, the Iker mitzvah, so much so that the Shulchan Aruch Horav, Mamish goes very, very strong loshen. The Shulchan Aruch Horav says a loshen. He says, "Im einu boidek miyad b'tchilas knisas alaylo." If a person isn't boidek chometz straight away at the beginning of the night, afapish yivdek achakach, even though it does b'dik afterwards, hariyum mevatel takonas chachomim shetiknu livdek b'tzeisa kechov miyad. Takonas chazal k'shiyesh adayin oir ayoyim k'tzas, because we know the first mishnah in Pesachim oir arba also. There must be a little. It's still a little bit the end of the morning, the end of the day, but it's oir arba also. So that the Iker Takona, once Mekayim is B'dikas Chometz, but not the Iker Takona. Furthermore, says the Ramah here, famous Ramah, with regards to putting out 10 crumbs, what you call psisim, says the Ramah, Noyagim lehaniach psisei chometz b'mokim sheyimtzeim aboidek. The meaning is to put out, kedei shelo yehei bechose levatola, otherwise shayla broche levatola. Continues the Ramah, Umiu im loy no san lo ikev. If he didn't, it's nish gefährlich. Why? The das kol odom im abroche levarim nimtzo. Everybody says, I'm boidek if I find, and if I don't find, I don't, but that's the mitzvah. The machloikis is, The lashon of bracha is not al bedikas chometz, al biu chometz. On the contrary, al bedikas chometz is not yoytze. It's not the correct bracha. The prima godi blei betzorchini. We have to make another bracha. Al biu chometz. So the second opinion holds. I'm going to be mevay chometz. Anything I have, whether I find or don't find, is irrelevant. But I found interesting the rishonim say mamish, what we say in la kotze from two extremes. Some rishonim, Rashi, the Shibol Halakot say. That you can't make a brocha on bedikas chometz until you found the first chometz. After you found a bit, then you can make a brocha, because otherwise it's a brocha lebatola. You can't make a brocha before you found. And mitzad sheni, other rishonim, Rabbeinu Mor Noach, the Ravid, they say ma'ase noshimu ve'ein lo shoyrish. Put out 10 psisim, it's garnished. That's why we don't say al bedikas chometz. We say al bio chometz. Whatever it is, whether the chiyuv is azoy or azoy, each person is knowing his minig. I'm not going into that now. But there is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, mefurash a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that when does bedikas chometz, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'toiv shelo yedaber bedvorim acherim ad sheyigmer kol habedika. Until it's finished all the bedika, he shouldn't speak. We're not talking between the brocha and the bedika. In other words, if in the middle of my bedikas chometz, there's a phone call, there's no such thing as a phone call. V'toiv, you shouldn't speak, so much so that Rav Hai Gaon says, if l'maisa he does not speak anything, then he's concentrating completely on the bedika, so he's okay. And if not, he's not yotze. He's not yotze. The bedika has to be so. At klikach, the rosh brings down Hashem the goinim. If a person spoke in middle, I have to make a new brocha. We don't paskin like that. But lamaisa, one has to be careful not to speak during the bedika. And the last thing in Hilchas Bedikas Chometz, some people they take 10 pieces. And it's all wrapped up, and they put it where they put it, and afterwards they make a brocha, and go around collecting them, and the chavuyot together. N'gor nishgamaf, brocha levatole. That's not called bedikas chometz. On the contrary, there's a machlokes, who should put it out? Whether he should put it out, or somebody else, that he shouldn't know where it is, and go look for it now. But whatever it is, very important. Unfortunately, I've had many, many, came out every year, every second year, I have the same shayla. Somebody phones up, and he says, the family put out 10 pieces, I found 9. I found 9, not 10. Now what? It's no joke. He knows there's chometz around. The poskim say, for that reason, each piece should be less than a kazayis. But nevertheless, less than a kazayis, go and tell the wife at home after she's scrubbed and cleaned everything and say, well, it's okay, there's still something there. The ma'isa one has to write down, even whoever puts it out, but they bring a raya that is kenzayin, he himself can also put it out. What's the raya? Interessant posuk. It states by Achei Yosef, when they came to look for the becher, says the posuk, "Vayechapis begodol heichel ubakotn kilo." Vayechapis. Bedikas chometz. The Gemara learns from the word vayechapis. Vayestois. Even by Achei Yosef, they knew that it was there. They knew where it was. Ephraim came to check it. He knew where the becher was there. Nevertheless, the posuk calls it vayechapis. Vayestois. If you put it there, it's also called vayechapis. But still, one has to do bedikas chometz as the bedika should be. Let me tell you a ma'isa, which I had 3-4 years ago. Or rather was asked. It's not in Eretz Yisrael, it's Shayach, but in Chutz Loretz was the ma'isa. In Eretz Yisrael, we have to find an Arab who we know, Meboidek, the Yichas, he's a goy, his mother's a goyta, his grandmother was a goyta. There's a lot of bedikas you have to find out, because unfortunately there are Arabs today who their mother was abducted to an Arab village and therefore she's a Yid and he's a Yid. But Lamaisa, so we find an Arab. But here in England, it's not so hard to find. I mean, today what's going to do with Arabs? It's not Hashayla. But in England, you have maybe in central Gilders Green, I don't know, but you always have on the road, I know, who's my Shabbos goy? The next door neighbor. A goy, a goy, he's a goy, he's a nice man, we've got good terms, but he's a goy. I use him as Shabbos goy. I remember when we were small, every Shabbos, the goy came in to stoke the coals because it was freezing cold. We're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Shabbos goy. Ma'aseh shoya. A whole kehillah appointed the Rav to sell the chometz. And he sold the chometz to his next door neighbor. He's on good terms with him. He already knows. Every year he sells him, sold the chometz. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. This wasn't now, it was a few years ago. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. This Rav was walking past the house. And he sees in the window of the goy two candles. Leil Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Two candles. What's it does? Never seen it before. So he went into the goy and asked him, What's it does? What's these candles? He says, I don't know. My mother, my elderly mother from America, has come to be with us now for a month. And she started this tradition 10 years ago. That every Friday night, she lights two candles. Why does she light two candles? Because her mother, on her deathbed 10 years ago, said when she got married, she was told to keep the tradition of lighting two candles Friday night. And that was all they knew. The kids, the Rav made a bit chakiras drishes and found out that the grandmother was a Yid. The grandmother was a Yid, and the mother's a Yid, and this guy is a Yid. He's no idea. The kids, we've got here a whole shtetl, a whole kehillah have sold chometz to a Yid. Now what? What's the halacha of chometz? The Shulchan Aruch says, a sif in Shulchan Aruch, simen tof memche, sif gimel, chometz shel Yisrael, she'ova lo ha-Pesach, osu ba'ano, afilu inicha shoyge goy oynes. He was oynes. I mean, this mistama, the Rav says, I'm oynes. I couldn't dream. I've been dealing with him. He's been a neighbor of mine 20 years. I had never seen an ounce of Yiddishkeit. Now, l'maise, I sold him chometz. This is zikha onus, but in Shulchan Aruch state, the chometz is osu. So all the kehillah came to him and says, listen here, we gave you our chometz to sell, and now all the chometz becomes asa. Now, if it's talking about, well, you've got a bit of cereals, no. But some people have got quite a bit of expensive whiskey and other things, which is mamish chometz. So the kids said, they came to the Rav with a taina, pay up. Is the shayla, first of all, this is clear that the Rav was not a mazik b'yadayim. It wasn't mazik b'yadayim, yeah. But what? He didn't sell the chometz to a goy. And that caused the hefset. They all tain it, all the kehillah, said, b'stocha p'yshea. The reason we are mamane you as a shliach is to find out that the person you're selling to is a goy. I mean, that's the first thing to do before you do all the mechira. I don't know if you've ever been by a mechira's chometz. By mechira's chometz, not what you go to the Rav. What the Rav sells, or the Rav, I don't know here if it goes via the union, whatever it is, but the Rav sells to the goy, they do seven kinyonim. It's a whole seder. So Lamais, the question is there a reason to say that the Rav is potter? So somebody suggested, l'chura, this is considered hezek she'einoi nikah. What happens if a person steals chometz? Those who learned Baba Kama not long ago in Daf Yomi, when a person steals chometz, overall over Pesach, after Pesach, he can come to the Nigzal, Harei Sheloch Lefonecha. This is the chometz I stole, this is the same chometz which I have thing, it's yours. I say it's worthless, it's true, but it's Hezek Shein and Nika. I, the Gemara and Gittin and Gimel says, on Hezek Shein and Nika you got to pay? Yeah, if you amaze it. As a Knas, we say amaze it has to pay. But if it was Shoigig, doesn't have to pay. And here, the Rav says, I'm more than Shoigig, I'm Oynes. And that's the halacha, that's how we paskin. So it's considered Chuvah Hezek She'ein Anika. The only question is, do we say this klal of Hezek She'ein Anika, that he can say Hari Shaloch Lefonecho, in all instances? Why? The Gemara dashens that since the Pasuk says Veheshiv Esagzeilo Asher Gozal, Im Ke'en She Gozal, this is the Heftzer, you can give it back. By Gzeilo we find such a thing. This Rav, what do we call him? If we would call him a Shomer, by a Shomer we also say Hari Shaloch Lefonecho. Maybe yes, maybe not. The question is, what's the Geder of the Rav? And here is a very important Nekuda, which maybe, I don't know how it goes in England, there is such a thing as a Minik, by Mechiras Chometz, to give the Rav money. And people look at it as, well, maybe this is part of his wages for the whole year, whatever it is. I can't go into it now. I have six different poskim, or rather six different reasons why one should pay the Rav by Mechiras Chometz. I'll give the first reason, which is Mamish Negele Maisa. Most people don't go to the Rav to make him a shliach, to sell the Chometz on Erev Pesach, because then it's very busy. Erev Pesach also not. They go a week before Pesach and they sign whatever they make, sign the document, make him a shliach. But from the day they sign until the Rav sells, people eat chometz. And not everybody has got the chometz at home. Some people still go and buy chometz. I'm making him a shliach to sell all the chometz on Erev Pesach. But nevertheless, from when I make him a shliach until the sale is actually made on Erev Pesach, I may buy chometz. Especially this year, since Lamaisa, you go before Shabbos. Pesach is on Monday night, I think. So Shabbos for Chalas, people buy Chalas. For Shabbos, buy Chalas, make Chalas, no difference what. But Lamaisa, that Chala wasn't sold. Because you can't make a shliach ledovor sheloi bala oilam. The shas I made the rov a shliach on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this chometz which I want in Lochanam, it could be all the chal is eaten. But if anything is left over, then how is that sold? So if we've got a problem here of dovor sheloi bala oilam, how can you make the rov a shliach to sell the chometz which you acquired after the mini shlichas? Says the divrei malkiel, tshuvas divrei malkiel. It's a problem. But there is a musig of a poil. A poil is not a shliach. A poil, you pay him. Yad poil ki yad balabais. If you pay him, he's a poil. If he's a poil, then he can then even dovo shloi bel oilam he can do, because the balabais can also do it. Well, that's one of the reasons one pays the rov in order to overcome this problem of dovo shloi bel oilam, because therefore that way he can sell chometz even which has been acquired after the mini shlichas. The Stechemet brings down the same Rabbi Yosef Shel Notenzon, Chole Meshiv, who says that the whole Mechiras Chometz through a Shliach, through the Rav, is Nishtazei Poshet. Why not? He says because the Rav signs on the Shtar for all the people who made him a Shliach. Don't forget, the Rav doesn't buy Chometz. The Rav has got enough of his own chometz. He doesn't have to have a shayla bali roa on Yenim's chometz. He's only a shliach. Who says a shliach can sign on a document for a sale in place of the original Meshalchim? The poskim say you can't do it. Reb Shlomo Kluger, the Nesivos, they say you can't do such a thing. So the answer how to overcome this problem that the Rav, one of the kinyonim is shlich, is a shtar, you sign on the shtar, how can the Rav sign? The answer is, they bring down, the Stechemet brings down Poskim, that since I pay the Rav is a poil. If the Rav is a poil, yad poil ki yad balabai, so he can sign for me as well. Because one of the seven kinyonim we do is a kinyon shtar. That's two reasons why we find, there are other reasons as well, why one should pay the Rav. I'm not going now how much to pay, that's not a parsha, but Lamaisa, that's the reasons why you should pay. But Mamela, if Lamaisa one pays the Rav, and he is a poil, then he's got more responsibility. In our Shaila, it makes things more difficult because he's Lamaisa a poel. He gets money. But I did see that someone to say, but he's not a shomer. However much he is a shomer, he's not a shomer on your chometz. He never took the chometz. He's a after the shtar which you gave him, that you signed the shtar, that he Lamaisa is responsible to sort out the shtar, but not on your chometz. He's got to sort out the sale. But others want to say that there's a Tshuvas Marashdam. He says, what happens if I hired a poil and he made a mistake? He made a mistake that he wrote on the sale a different date. He wrote Yud Gimel instead of Tesvov. There was a big Mamash Apshir and there was a loss involved. So the Marashdam, he's a poil. He's got to pay for the mistake. The question is here, do we say according to that in our place that Rav made a mistake? Maybe you should have to pay for it according to the way the Marashdam says. And then can we say that in our case he didn't accept Chiyuvei Shmir at all. He only accepted himself to go and sell the chometz. He didn't accept Shmira. He wasn't a Shmira. But there is a Mishtabura which alleviates the problem a little bit. The Mishtabura speaks what happens if a person sold chometz to a Yid who is a Mumar. Doesn't keep anything, is a Mumar Mamish. And he knows a mumma, if he touches wine, he can't drink the wine. A mumma is like a goy. So it's considered like a goy. I sold it to a person as a mumma, I thought he's like a goy. Says the Mishtabura, Yesh lehokel b'mokim hefsid meruba, if lemaisa you sold it to a mumma, as long as you're not benefiting from the chometz itself, you change the chometz, chalipin of the chometz, for something else, you sell the chometz, and with the money you buy something else. That's an eitzah, which the Mishtabura says. But that's again not so easy. Everybody's going to have such a thing with selling all his chometz. So Lamaisa, I saw that the Shaila, the Kitzer Mamish, was brought down. They asked the Vosne Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and he says, if it's there is oynes, which we say the chametz becomes osa, but there's an oynes which is more than an oynes. What's more than oynes? He says, what happens if the rav was about to sell the chametz and suddenly he fainted? He had a heart attack. He comes to the hospital now. What can one expect? You can't sell the chametz. Or alternatively, he says, by mistake, it was sold to a yid. He thought he was a goy. He says, the chametz doesn't become osa. Oynes? Oynes is something else. Oynes is a case where it could have been. But here, Rav Ozna wants to be meikel. But afterwards, I thought, all these eitzes are eitzes after Pesach. We are now in the middle of Pesach. We have got now a situation where the whole kehillah have got chometz, which belongs to them, which has been sold to a yid, which Lamaisa, the yid, he wants to have chometz. The chometz becomes also. Is there a chiyuv of bio chometz on the chometz which they've got now? It's on Pesach, not after Pesach. After Pesach, you can always clear the shayla. But on Pesach itself, can you... is there a heter? Is the only question is that if the Rav Tainis, he's a oynes, and he doesn't have to pay, but one thing he does have to pay. What does he have to pay? Pardon?
The money he got.
He got money to sell. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, whether he oynes or not, but you didn't do it. So that money you have to give back. But in other words, even if we say that it's takem mutter, even if we say the chometz is mutter, but nevertheless, the money which he got, he has to give back. But if it happens such a thing. In other words, the Bekitzev chometz, which transpired, was sold to a yid, even if it's mamish b'diavad, if it happened, he didn't know about it, Rav Ozna l'maaseh is meikel, but l'maaseh the Rav himself, one should be careful, the sale to a Rav, it's nicht, the Rav doesn't buy it, the Rav is only a shliach to sell the chometz.
If the money which is given to the Rav is asmachta, then it's for the services of a whole year, so then
there's something else if it's for services.
It's
an opportunity to give it to him. But if you give him £10, that's nicht services of the whole year. You give him for services for all, yeah. Let's see the amount he gave.
I always gave the rope. So my father did. He didn't also do
that.
He didn't know
it's a payment for. It depends what I'm saying. There's a lot. I've got another 6 reasons why one should pay the rope for this specifically, not for services for the whole year, for something completely different. In Aloha, Shaila in Aloha. Yeah. We had somebody, you know, to sell chometz, which I've got in my possession, is nicht as a poshet. We do it, but there are places where the mamish give the chometz to the goy. You got a bottle of whiskey, they give him the chometz. There was a place, I don't want to say where in Eretz Yisrael, that a certain Rav decided he's going to be what we would call in Loshon HaKodesh an oy b'chochem. Whoever wants to give his chometz over to a goy, bring it to shul, I've hired a caravan, I've been makna the caravan to the goy, and all the chometz was in this caravan. Mamish full of expensive chometz. Not just cheap things. A whole thing of chometz. And v'shteitza, b'mechiras chometz, we tell the goy, it's a mechira, it belongs to you. Even if you don't pay for it, it's also yours. It's not that the mechira is dependent on the payment, otherwise he's not going to pay, then the chometz belongs to the yid. Cholamoyed Pesach, ma'ase shoy, about 10 years ago, Cholamoyed Pesach, the goy, the Arab, came with a car, attached it to the caravan and drove off. Dos it does. They asked him, "Was when? It's mine. You told me it's mine. So it's a beseder. It's yours. So you have to pay for it. How much is it worth? 100,000 shekel. Seder. I can pay in installments. 500 shekel a month. No problem. The kids said, "This Maisa Shoya, the whole kehila had tainus in the rov." He says, "But what did I do wrong?" I sold the chametz to the goy. Let me tell you another ma'aseh which happened. Happened in Eretz Yisrael. A person worked in an office, and there was there one of the people working there was not a frumer person. It was a friar. So he invited him for the Leila Seder, and he was only too happy to come. Why not for Leila Seder to see something Yiddish, guys? He came in Leila Seder, and versteht sich, Minig Yisrael, I think it's a Gemara in Yom Daf Yud Beis, that you bring Megillah Chavov, that you bring a matana for the guest. So he brought him a matana, a bottle. He opened the bottle, he opened the thing, a bottle of whiskey. He's holding in his hand the balabos, a bottle of whiskey, in the presence of the guest. That was the least problem. The shaila was, what should he do with it? Hold chometz in the hand. Hold chometz in his hand. I mean, what he's supposed to do is break it and throw it away straight away. But do that in front of him. What is he supposed to do with this chometz? He's holding in his hand. Mamish holding in his hand. One shaila. Another shaila. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which everybody knows. The question is, how do we apply it lemaisa? The Shulchan Aruch says, Hamoitze chometz bebeisoy. It's a gemara. Simen tof memvov. A person finds chometz in his house. Imu becholamoyet, yitzienu viyaverenu miyad. Take it out and burn it straight away. Yontef, if it's yontef, a shaila if you're allowed to burn on yontef for chometz. Lemaisa, yichbe olof kli, you cover it ad alaylo ve'oz yivarenu and burn it. Why? Lefishe lo yochel etaltu lo yontef, because you can't on yontef carry it, it's mukta. Ve'gam osa lasofim imkoyim, you can't burn it there. So lemaisa, we say, why can't you burn it? Because even though havore is mutter on yontef, havore shelo letzorech, yontef is osa, if you're ready to battle the chometz. Lemaisa, if he finds chometz, the halacha is that you have to burn it. Halacha pshuto. Every year, not be'erech every year, someone comes and I found chometz, this unbelievable one person I remember once came to me in the freezer, he found schnitzelim. I said, did you make chometz? He said, yeah, but in the freezer. His wife made schnitzelim with what's called pirurelechem, with breadcrumbs. I'm chometz gomo. Mekitza, what? So I said to him, it's chometz. He says, but I don't sell chometz. I don't sell chometz. You know, I don't want to be over on selling chometz. Over. I said, you sold your chometz. If you sold it by me, you sold the chometz. Whether you like it or not, I've sold all your chometz. Lemaisa, the question is, I found chometz, you've got to burn it. But if he sold the chometz, it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the goy. Not only are you not mechuyev to burn it, are you allowed to burn it? Because you're burning the chometz of a goy. I've got chometz at home. I've got chometz at home. Goy ayin, goy ayin. I've got chometz at home.
Are you allowed to eat it? Because the goy not the
meat
to the
goy. I'm not trying to eat it now. I'm just saying now, I want to burn it. The Shulchan Aruch says you find chometz at home, you have to burn it. Chol HaMoed, you burn it. Yontem, you cover it, but you have to burn it. But I want to know, am I allowed to burn it? It's not mine. I've sold it to a goy. My mom has sold it to a goy. Zogt Reb Zvi Pesach Frank, Zeche Tzadik Livroche, he says, how can you burn it? He says, Lemaisa, since the chometz is not his, Bistach Mamish Gazlan. If you burn it, you're Mamish Gazlan. How can you burn chometz which doesn't belong to you? Elamai, what happens if I had goyinav Al Menosel Shalim? Emerson is the goy owes me money for all my chometz. But besides what he owes me, if I steal something from a goy with intentions to pay him back, am I over anything? Am I over if I steal Al Menosel Shalim? So we all know, it's a famous gemara, if a person steals from a yid, Al Menosel Shalim is over. The gemara, that's son of base, in Bava Kama. You're not allowed to steal Al Menosel Tzaroi, Afil Al Menosel Shalim. I want him to have kefel, so I'll steal to give him kefel. You're not allowed to. Zogin the poskim, that only, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that even though that's osa, but that's by a goy, a yid. By a goy, it's not the same. Even though gezel akum is osa, but goyzel amanos l'shalim, there's no iser of gezel, the iser is loisachmoid. And by a goyzel loisachmoid, there's no iser loisachmoid. Why? Loisachmoid is re'echo. Re'echo. Loisachmoid doesn't apply to a goy. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's no issa of goizel almanos l'shalim by goy, if he intends to pay him. So here, l'chura, there would be a heter to burn it where I intend to pay him. What do you mean pay him? I mean, he's going to have to pay me, and I'll pay him back. So therefore, it's one cancels out each other. So that's the shaila is, some people hold, you're allowed to. Others say, how can you pick up chometz on Pesach? How can you pick it up? The Mishnah Berurah brings a bialoch, a rivosh. If you find chometz, to pick it up is a problem. Because besides the kinyonim of chometz. So should you burn it on the spot or not burn it on the spot? Big machloikas, Rav Ozna holes, you shouldn't burn it. You should get, if you possible, to get a goy to put it in the cupboard which you sold to a goy. It shouldn't be in your house, as Tamazay. But the ma'aser, you should get rid of, but not leave it in your dining room, this chametz. But nevertheless, if possible, but to go and burn it, he says, lechatchila, you shouldn't burn it. Others hold, you can. But he says, no, lechatchila, you shouldn't. You sold it, it belongs to the goy. Mehecha teisa, you should burn it. The kitzah, all I'm saying is, people think bedikas chometz is something very small. I remember, I don't know what goes on today, when I was small, we did bedikas chometz 3-4 hours. 3-4 hours, with the tatis alles eingesund. 3-4 hours, leil bedikas chometz and you always find. Whatever, everything was done, you find. It's a mitzvah of bedikas chometz. We should be zoicha, be'ezer Hashem Yisboach. If we say v'noichal min hazvochim min hapsochim, obo zozayin, akosho on Pesach. Amen. Chananya ben Akasha, emir rosa kodish baruch hu lezak Yisrael. No, Kaddish. No, sure.
That chometz, that schnitzel, is not in the shed where you used to put your chometz.
When you sold the chometz to Rav, you have to say where it is.
You have to say where it is for one reason, that the goy should know where to go to find the chometz. But not because that is the only thing you can sell. I sell all the chametz I have at home or not at home. On the contrary, I have some 20 years ago, and I have somebody from America who says in our community, I will not get something like that. There are all girls with the boys, every day from America. We've chosen the chametz. To make it damasus. So I told this in our president. It's a good idea.
Some kind.
The first house it came to, they called police. And Adam, come on.